This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I saw a news story just by accident because I don't watch the local news. But I happened to turn it on my TV and it was on that channel. I don't know what I had been watching earlier, but it doesn't really matter. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And a lady, she had a yard sign that was her HOA objected to. And she lives in Phoenix. And she says that, and it said something, living unapologetically black. And it had the African nation shape with the Pan-African colors. And it was a very vibrant, colorful thing. And it was just in her yard. It was relatively nondescript, but you couldn't miss it. Living unapologetically black. And somebody complained about it. And the news did a story about it. And it was a black lady. She was 47 years old. And she said, I wasn't making a political statement. She said, it's just a celebration of my Pan-African heritage. And she said, she goes, I've been living unapologetically black for 47 years, which is why I figured she's 47 years old, unless she took some years off. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So my question to you is, if you lived in an HOA and one of your neighbors had a sign that said unapologetically, living unapologetically black, and it had the map of Africa with the Pan-African flags, or Pan-African colors, I should say, would it offend you? Would you be upset about it? Would you report it? Or is it just passing? So as you contemplate that, then I want you to ask yourself how the news would have handled this had it been some white person that had living unapologetically white. Now, easy word game, easy, you know, put ourselves in this new situation, flip the colors, blah, 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 right? Very cliche, but very poignant, because if the woman had been white in saying that, she would have been declared a racist. Now, is this black woman a racist? Who has said she wants to live unapologetically black? What does that mean? I mean, first of all, if you believe, this is Kevin Jackson's opinion, if you believe you need to live unapologetically based on a color, I don't get it. Is it a statement where she's saying, you know what? I know what black people do. I know that there's some crazy Negroes out there. Kevin calls them silly Negroes. If she knew me, that's what she'd probably say. And I live unapologetically. I don't care that they're out there committing these crimes and doing these stupid things and voting Democrat. I live unapologetically black. It could be an apology to others saying, I don't really care what these other people are doing. Or it could be more of an ethnocentrically racial statement to say, I'm proud of my black heritage, of which I have no problem. For the record, I have no problem with either one of the two scenarios that I've said. And if a white person wanted to put living unapologetically white, which may come up at some point, there may be signs like this in the future. But if a white person wanted to put that in their yard, I wouldn't have any problem with it. I might be a little suspect at first. I might say, just so we're clear, Ted, are you living unapologetically white and you want to live in a white area? I mean, do we have a problem? Because I'm not living unapologetically white. I tell you what, I'm living unapologetically, for those of you who are interested, is I'm living unapologetically human. And I know that human beings are flawed. And I know as you start to dissect it and you get more granular, well, Kevin, black human beings are flawed. I would say to you, so are white human beings, and so are other color human beings, if we want to go color. male human beings are flawed, I would say to you, so are female human beings. Straight human beings are flawed, I would say, so are gay human beings. And so on. I think you get the picture. So look, I don't know her motivation, but I do know it's an interesting story if you just start to dissect it in the world that we live in. You can even take this back, go back into the 60s. The 1960s, when people were, obviously black folks were going through a lot of issues, a lot of oppression. What would you say in the 1960s if somebody put a sign up in the yard saying, living unapologetically black? It would have a whole different meaning, you know what I'm saying? Because many people would go, yeah. But today, I'll be honest with you, my first thing is ethnocentric racist. Because I'm going to make this statement. I don't think you need to tell people the color of how you live unapologetically. And here's the other thing. There are times when you need to apologize. Now, she's saying, I'm never going to apologize for my blackness. I support that. Living unapologetically black. And all this segues into the unapologetically American comedy tour. This is exactly the type of story that makes me understand why coming out to discuss these types of issues is so important. To tell people, I'm going to live unapologetically. That's right. I'm going to live my life not based on your color, not based on your sexuality, not based on your gender or genders. I'm going to live it unapologetically. You know what? I'm going to live it. I'm going to live it based on what I've learned and what I've seen. And I'm not going to make any excuses for it unless the way I live my life hurts somebody. And you know what? I don't owe the world an apology. I only owe that person or those persons apologies. Not everybody. Reminds me of Paula Deen when she said, I look, when I grew up, yeah, maybe I did use the N-word. I don't know. I mean, I grew up in the South. And they're like, oh, you owe the world an apology. For what? Not going to apologize because somebody goes, oh, you could have been offended for something I did it when I was 12 years old or 8 years old. Get over yourselves. I'm going to let you figure out what you want to think about that sign because I'm not telling you what to think. Good, bad, mediocre, does it matter? Does it not matter? If you flip the race, would it matter? What if she said living unapologetically female? What would that have elicited? I don't know. Certainly makes you think. It makes me take pause. Hey, we come back, I want to talk about Lee Elder passing away. Golf legend, a guy that I admired. And I just found this out because I've been kind of out of the loop. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free. pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Lee Elder passed away, golf legend. Passed away at the age of 86. And there's a whole meeting around this because I was watching the Golf Channel. As you guys know, I'm an avid golfer. I love the golf. And when I can play a lot, I actually have a decent game. But there are days where, whoo! The game doesn't show up. And that's what makes you really respect golf. Is you could go out. I've gone out and shot one over par. And then I've shot 21 over the next day. Big swings. That's what happens when you're an amateur. But you know the game and you can play decently. But they change the course or, you know. And let me tell you, it's subtle. I don't give myself too much grief over it because when you change a course, you don't know how the greens are, how they roll. You don't know what angle to go at the ball, you know, different things. And the people that play the course have at home knowledge can certainly take a lot of strokes off. But you still want to hit the ball well. You want to hit it pure. You don't want to be chunking up the grass and stuff. I remember one of my buddies I called on at Bell Helicopter. His name is Everett Roshan. Very, very elegant man is the best way I would describe him. He was like a He was the black dude, always in a suit, always buttoned up. And I remember when I didn't even play golf. I was going to play in a tournament. And he said to me, he says, Kevin, he says, here's the thing about golf, son. He says, if you're going to play the game, play it right. Learn how to play it. Take lessons. And what he was saying is, you're going to be out there with a bunch of white guys. And you don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing. You don't want to be that dude. I never forget this one day, me and one of my best buddies, we were going to play golf. It's this really very dangerous golf course in Dallas. And it was in a black area. It didn't look dangerous, but it was. People would get robbed at the golf course. But anyway, we were playing. And this black dude came up, man, and he had all the garb. I mean, he had Payne Stewart knickers. He was in a burgundy color, like Texas A&M. And it turned out he'd gone to Grambling or Prairie View. I don't know which one had the colors. But he was all the garb of his college colors. And we knew where he went because he had it on his bag. And, I mean, this guy had the best clubs. His towel matched his clubs. You know what I'm saying? He was the dude that had all the gear. You know, like if you learn a hobby, but you're not very good at it, and you just say, well, I'm going to look the part. Guy goes to the driving range before he's going to go play, and me and Mark are looking at each other like, you know this Negro can't play no golf. It was too funny. And oh my God, did he verify what we already knew? Yes. Dude couldn't hit the ball. Had all the gear, had the look. I mean, you name it. People think I'm kidding. I know they do, but this guy had the best clubs. I mean, we were looking at his stuff. He had all, you know, ping irons and all the best drive. I mean, it was amazing to watch until he tried to hit the ball. And it harkened me back to Everett saying, Kevin, if you're going to play the game, learn how to play it. Well, Lee Elder learned how to play it. Didn't have a lot of a formal education, but he got out there, man, and he hung with those white guys. And you know what? He was respected before he died. He didn't have to die before he was recognized as that guy. So Elder is the Arthur Ashe of tennis, the Jackie Robinson of baseball, you know, the Jim Brown of football, that kind of thing. Because he not only went out there and did the job, but he excelled at it. And he hung around with let's face it, he played a white man's sport when it wasn't popular to do it. And as I was watching this show, they said, well, Elder played at the Masters, and in 1975, they would not serve him in Augusta, Georgia, at a restaurant. In 1975, folks, we're not talking about the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We're talking about the mid-70s, and he still couldn't get served in Augusta, Georgia. But here's the thing, interesting thing. Everybody that came on, I'll admit this. I loved that there was a black dude playing golf. I didn't play the sport at the time, but I knew of him. And I thought, very courageous. You know, I had that esprit de corps of black people have to overcome because I'm a child of the 60s. We did. We had to overcome. So I idolized Elder even though I didn't play the sport. But what's funny about it, as we've made this transition, of course, he's died. And I understand that people want to focus on, you know, he didn't get served in Augusta, Georgia, and he, you know, he was on a white man's tour, and can you imagine all the things he went through? Let me tell you, most of the people that describe Lee Elder, they said, man, Lee always had a smile on his face. He would just make you laugh, and they had pictures of him with Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino and all these great golfers, old school golfers. And Lee is smiling. There is nothing to look back on this man's life and go, oh, man, let's look at all the oppression that Lee went through. I get it. You know, it's like Bill Burr said, when are we going to stop having these shows about black people in sports and then all of them getting to yell about them like, get out of the pool. Because he was talking about this thing where they did for swimming. And he says, in the black swimming saga, the kids didn't have any water in the pool. But it is true. Lee Elder was a heck of a golfer. Was he the best golfer ever? No. Were there obstacles put in his way? Yes. Let me put it this way. Lee Elder won on the PGA Tour multiple times. He played on the Ryder Cup. There are white boys who you will never know their name in the sport of golf. Thousands of them. They got their pro card, and you will never know them. Now, I'm not trying to make a comparison about white versus black. What I'm saying is an 86-year-old golfer who is an amazing guy passed away. And should we pay homage to his color? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Lee was the first black golfer to do this. And there were a couple of others that, and I can't recall the names. Not because I don't know who they are. I do. I can see their faces, but I can't recall their names. But regardless, he did all that. But he did it, and he survived it. And see, I see it as this metaphor for America. Here's this black guy, and he didn't go play basketball. He didn't go play football. We have a movie up on the Flick Fest about a black rodeo kid. This show is amazing to watch. This kid is such a tribute to rodeo. And that's all Lee wants to do. And Lee Elder, I can imagine him saying, I want to play golf. And I'm presuming he's a poor black kid. His parents are like, dude, we can't even afford the ball of the club. So what does he do? Maybe he becomes a caddy or something like that. Who knows? He goes and he finds balls in the ponds and he picks up old clubs at garage sales. I don't know his story, but here's what I do know. Whatever obstacle they put in his way, he overcame it. And that's the way I think. As a little black kid growing up, I would think, man, what a pioneer. He's not letting anything stop him. If you said to me, Kevin, black people can't do curling, I would make it my mission to do curling. I mean, that's the way I looked at it, is whatever they tell you you can't do, you can do. That's the tribute that I give to Lee Elder and what he taught me when I was coming up. Rest in peace, Lee.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the economy is on the minds of many, President Biden says you have more money in your pocket thanks to him.
Wages are up thanks to the American Rescue Plan. We've delivered significant tax cuts for families raising kids. Tax cuts and rising wages for middle-class families mean Americans on average have about $100 more in their pockets every month.
Biden adding every country in the world is grappling with high prices as they recover from the pandemic. The Michigan school shooter allegedly knocked on doors acting as a sheriff in an attempt to lure students. A terrifying cell phone video shows kids huddled in a classroom with a person right outside posing as a police officer, yelling it's safe to come out. The kids and teacher didn't believe him and quickly fled through the classroom windows to safety. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Omicron coronavirus variant is in the United States. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, confirming the variant in a California case, saying the patient is vaccinated and quarantined. Fauci adding that the man traveled from South Africa and has experienced mild symptoms, the NIH veteran saying it was only a matter of time before the variant emerged in the United States. Both pro-choice and pro-life protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court as the justices heard oral arguments regarding Mississippi's pro-life law that bans abortions 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Speaking at the pro-life protest, Mississippi AG Lynn Fitch says overturning Roe v. Wade is about protecting mothers and unborn children.
Thank you for demonstrating hope for a better tomorrow, for the love and the compassion that we have for the women and their children who deserve better than abortion.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys have heard me talk about this before, but I love that conservatism is not having to change your view due to whom or what the story is about. I find it refreshing. And as I said, I've talked about it in a multitude of ways. I'll continue to talk about it. Because it feels so good. It's almost like having a great relationship with God. And I challenge each of you to, wherever you are on your walk with spirituality, understand this. You have a great relationship with God. It may be one way, but you do. And if you're a conservative, that tells me right there that you have a great relationship with God. Even these knucklehead leftists do, they will just never know it. You are probably on the path to finding out because you know why? You look for truth. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. When people screw up, conservatives see things for what they are. We're not looking for a way out. We're not saying, you know, I'll think about this only if it applies to my side of things or my narrative or my so-called truth. And I get it. People have been led to believe that, you know, this is my truth, man. This is my truth. Like, this is what I'm living. We all live. You know, I was watching this special, and I know I broke my thought there. I have a tendency to do that, but I was watching this special, and there was a guy who teaches acting, and he said, don't you ever feel like you don't have the emotion of a person? Like, for example, I've never lost a child. My grandmother did. My mother died. My grandmother lost a child. This guy would say to you, don't act as if you can't experience that emotion. Because all the feelings and all the emotions that have happened in the world, all the thoughts, all the passion, all of it is inside of you. And you can tap into it. And it won't be you reaching for it. It's there. It's there for you. All you have to do is wake up and see it. And see, that philosophy tells you there is no black, white, female, male, gay, straight, etc. You can feel it. If you want to understand it, you can. And see, here's the thing. Your truth comes from understanding. That's why I tell you guys all the time, I start at the black sphere, because the sphere says, I'm going to look at things from all points of view. Some of them you may not like. It's okay. But at least you should be able to understand it and experience it. And here's the thing about understanding and experience it deeper, even if it's something you don't know, it makes you even more dogmatic in what you do believe. It's a long way to get to what I'm saying, but here's my point. I tell you guys all the time, I want you to love yourselves. I want you to feel good about who you are. I'll tell you this. If I heard that some crackhead negotiated backroom deals for millions of dollars due to and was promising access to high-ranking politicos, I wouldn't care who it was. If it was Donald Trump Jr., I'd want him put in jail. I'd want him prosecuted. Leftists don't feel that way. Leftists have to know who's in the story. And again, I'm not telling you anything we haven't discussed, anything you don't already know. I hope I'm giving you a little bit of a different perspective. These are people that, while I'm telling you, and let me say one other thing about this acting coach. This guy's probably the biggest leftist on the planet. But you know what he's telling his actors? Be able to look at any situation and understand it. You don't have to agree with it. You should just be able to look at it and understand it. It's like when I told people, can you imagine having I don't know what they call it, body dystopia or whatever, some idea that whatever you look like, you don't really look like. In other words, if you're anorexic, you look at yourself at 100 pounds and 6'2" and you think you're fat. Can you imagine having the mindset where you don't, if your body looks like a skeleton with skin on it, you still think you're fat? I remember thinking, well, can you imagine being a kid who believes themselves to be the other sex? These crazy things that the brain can make a person do. I can't imagine it. I say to myself, that's crazy, that's weird. But at the end of the day, you know what I feel? I feel sorrow for those people. I feel sorrow for a person that goes, I was born a man, but I feel like a woman. And maybe when I was younger, it was like, oh, I'll tease this for y'all. That's gross. I see it for what it is. I'm not saying I want it. I'm not even saying I'm for it. But I can certainly understand it. And I love that I've evolved to come to that level of thinking. Because see, what it does is it allows me to say, Kevin, you've tested yourself, your theories. And I can feel good when I get in front of an audience and I say, this is me. This is truly who I represent. It's because I've gone on the other side and I've looked. And I didn't ridicule. As vile as some things are that you may find, if at the very least, consider it. It's like pedophiles. Can you imagine having the mindset where you look at a child with lust? I know it sounds sick, and it is sick. But the problem is this, somebody's brain is twisted and that is their truth, finger quotes. And I at least want to understand it. I don't like it. I find it deplorable, but I feel sorry for them. And I want to hear the case. Now, you guys have heard me say, I don't forgive it. I don't. But I do at least stop to go, what would it feel like to be in that mindset? Now, you find some fun with it. You can say, what would it be like, you know, to want to have, you know, whatever. I'll let you play with it any way you want. All that, folks, and that's not even what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about these Gestapos who pretend that they care about us, that they want to understand us. Let me tell you why. The social media giants, the media people, leftists in general, do not want to understand us because it will require them to look at the other side of the issue deeply and introspectively and understand that they're wrong, that they've gotten it completely wrong. Why do you think Jack Dorsey, he's stepping down from Twitter. Everybody's, oh, Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey's stepping down from Twitter. And he's going to be replaced by a new Nazi. But Jack Dorsey's going to get a dose of his reality. The way all leftists do at some point. You want to hear some reality? Chris Cuomo, he's in trouble. He's under scrutiny. The New York Attorney General released emails or text messages or whatever that he had with his brother's number two. And you know what Chris Cuomo was doing? He was plotting to hurt the women that were accusing his brother of doing what he knows his brother did. Fox News, Pete Hegseth had a thing on him, on Chris Cuomo. Real quick thing as an aside. Do you know that at Fox News, the people, other than maybe Tucker and Hannity, that write a little bit of their copy, everybody just reads their stuff? I found this out when I hosted Fox and Friends. I thought Pete Hegseth went in and looked at what we were going to talk about. He went in, made a walk around the producers, and he left. They put everything in front of you. I was appalled. Anyway, here's him talking about the situation with Cuomo.
All right, meanwhile, in Cuomo land, remember when the governor resigned and his brother on CNN came out and said this?
I'm not an advisor. I'm a brother. I wasn't in control of anything. I was there to listen and offer my take. And my advice to my brother was simple and consistent. Own what you did.
No one believed it then, and we don't believe it now. Now we have evidence. Just like everything else on fake news CNN, this was, of course, a lie. The New York Attorney General's office blowing those claims up today by revealing text messages between the CNN host, Chris Cuomo, and Andrew Cuomo's chief aide, Melissa DeRosa. Chris Cuomo insisted he wasn't in control of anything, but the messages show how deeply involved he was in his brother's crisis response. There's a bunch of them. Check them out for yourself. One of them saying, quote, "You need to trust me, Liz, and Jeff more, not these other people. We were making mistakes we can't afford." The messages also show he workshopped, he edited statements from the governor with DeRosa. And he even offered to dig up dirt on one of his brother's accusers, saying, quote, "I have a lead on the wedding girl." Chris Cuomo knew what he was doing was wrong. He made that clear when he went on this tirade, saying, "I panic every bleeping time I see your face. The talk is precarious." Now, the question is, will Chris Cuomo ever be held accountable?
So, do you believe that Chris Cuomo said to his brother, "Own it"? Right. Chris Cuomo lost all his power when they stripped the LoveGov of his power. And I'm going to make you a bet. I said this even at the time when Cuomo left. I said, it won't be long before little Chrissy, a.k.a. Fredo, is given his walking papers. He's no longer under that protective gauntlet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love being conservative. I love being around conservatives. I don't care what race, religion, creed, sexuality, whatever it is that they are, because they are seekers of the truth, even when it hurts. Let me ask you, how much do you think that, how many, I wouldn't say millions because it is CNN, but how many people have invested in Don Lemon, in Cuomo, in Anderson Cooper, and other liars, media liars? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Media liars, professional liars, professional narrators. Somebody writes the nonsense that gets put in front of them, and they read it. They don't even explore it. They have no intellectual curiosity to figure out, excuse me, is it right? Is it wrong? Should I say it? Is my reputation on the line with it? And then they just spit out talking points. And Chris Cuomo, I played a clip in the previous segment where he says, I said to my brother, you know, own what you did, as he conspired to get women in trouble, to build cases against them, to go scorched earth on anybody who dare topple his brother from the seat of power. And this is a governor, by the way, who challenged the president of the United States, who said fake narratives about what Donald Trump was doing, and then who killed people, killed them in nursing homes, who decided life and death, who would get masks, who would get access to the hospitals, etc. And meanwhile, he's getting awards for being one of the worst people to respond to this scamdemic of anybody. He had one job, as the Democrats would say, and he blew it. Cuomo, the junior, the latter, the younger, Fredo, participated in strategy sessions and acted as an advisor to his brother. The text and transcripts suggest that he was involved at a deep level. Stop listening to them, Cuomo said to other people. You need to be listening to us. We can help you. But he came on TV and he said, no, you know, I've done what I'm supposed to do. I'm the Cleveland here. Yeah, so was Blasey Ford and Julie Swetnick, right? So was Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Susan Rice and others. They're all squeaky clean, right? Yeah, Robert Mueller was the most straight-laced guy in D.C. Before he was, it was Comey who was the most straight-laced guy in D.C. They're all liars. Vicious, disingenuous liars. Do you believe Fauci? Do you believe Fauci? Do you believe he's got your best interest in the mind? Because I don't. I know what he is. He's a liar. Just like Cuomo, the younger, just like Cuomo, the elder, just like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all the Democrats in Congress and the Senate, the former president of the United States, the demented shoe-in puppeted president of the United States, Joey Demento, and I could go on. They're all disingenuous liars. They have a care in the world about you. The new, got me thinking about the new, the G version, the G variant, right? Moderna says it's going to have a new vaccine. It's 90 days away. You know what they're going to be telling you from now on? It's always 90 days away till the next variant comes along. We're 90 days away before normal, 15 days until we reduce the curve or whatever they called it, right? Meanwhile, hey, you better go get those boosters. Hey, you better go get those boosters. Hey, you better go get those boosters. Yeah. So they're liars. They're paid liars, paid shills, and they hope that you will. They hate that we are so smart. They hate that we understand them. You understand them. You do. You've looked at it. I'm not the only one that said, I'll go and take a look at the other side and see what's there. You've peeked through the window and you went, oh, Lord. Can't undo that vision. The debauchery and the things that go on, the vitriolic treatment of not only of us, but of one another. I mean, they treat us bad, but trust me, they live within the confines of their bad treatment. Let me give you an example. Chris Cuomo acts as if he's a righteous dude. You know how many people this guy has threatened? It's like I told you about Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is a guy, you could take the banana he was reaching for, you know, the group of bananas at the grocery store, and he might have FBI SWAT raid your house, call in a fake drug deal on you. That is a mean man who loves his power. I said earlier, I'm going to make you a bet. Chris Cuomo will be gone. I said this right after the LoveGov lost his job. I said Chris Cuomo will be gone. And then don't be surprised if there are allegations that Chris Cuomo was molesting women himself. The women's movement doesn't care about him. Oh, they pretended to while his brother was governor and while he had a high position at CNN. How do you think he kept that position at CNN? Do you think Chris Cuomo is such a good news host that they said, let's keep him here? He's a good-looking guy. I'm not going to take that from him. But have you watched this show? It has all the intellect of a snail. And then, you know how he was going to bolster his career? He went duo with Don Lemon. They would go on each other's shows as if anybody was like watching. Well, I won't tell you what I'd like to say, but it's a boring thing to see. Disingenuous to their core, these leftists. Weinstein, Jussie Smollett, Epstein, Ghislaine, what's her name, Maxwell? How many people do I need to name? Elliot Spitzer? I mean, dozens, hundreds of Democrats that do the most vile things, all for protection. Elliot Spitzer is a good example. Elliot Spitzer said, we're going to clean up the streets of New York from all these prostitutes and all that. While he's doing what? Anybody? Yeah. Hanging out with Heidi Fleiss, getting call girls, but he's going to clean up New York. Well, except for his little peccadilloes. Now, frankly, I don't care if Elliot Spitzer wants to hang around with call girls. I don't. What a woman wants to do with her body and what a dude wants to pay her to do, that's between you and God. But it ain't my business. But here's what is. Don't be trying to regulate ordinary people from partaking of the very thing you're doing. Not that I want to do it, but why are you doing it? Certainly appears disingenuous. Hollywood, Weinstein, you know who were his enablers? All the most powerful people in the world. You know why people didn't narc on Weinstein for 3 decades? Is because they knew who he knew. That's why. They weren't afraid of just him. Yeah, they wanted to make movies and they didn't want to get blacklisted, but they were afraid of what crap storm he could put down on you if you dare open your mouth to the crap that he did. But hey, they're all pro-women, right? Ooh-hoo, my woman, hear me, bro, I love you. Whatever, you ain't fooling me. Now get this. The FAA accidentally revealed more than 2,000 flight records connected to old Jeffrey Epstein's private jets. 700 were previously unknown. So who do you think got that squashed? Think it was Trump? Who do you think it was? You think it was some famous Republicans that they don't want to out? I will make you a guarantee. The 700 flights that they didn't tell you about are the most powerful leftist in the world. They got departure times, arrival times, and it was all given by accident. I can hardly wait to see what comes out of it, but here's the thing. I don't think we will. I think that whoever got that stuff is in danger. If it was Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch, boy, watch out. Suicide with 2 bullets in the back of the head. But I'm just using these as examples. Ghislaine Maxwell, she's on trial. You think that she's going to be revealing all the Republicans and conservatives that were partaking, which I'm not excluding anybody from it. I'm not saying there aren't any. But I'll tell you this, there are far more leftists who are concerned about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey her dealings, Epstein's flight records, what everybody knows about the other person, what's hidden in safe deposit, but I don't know, whatever they do. There are more of them worried than any number of conservatives. Because you know what, if there is a conservative on that list, they're saying to themselves, well, if my dirt has to come out, I'm going to have to pay the piper. Leftists have no such accountability. And that's why you should feel good about who you are. I feel good. I feel James Brown.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.